Dan Lesher. Dan, sorry about that, Dan.
Okay.
The type on this is so small, even with the glasses. All right, sorry. Dan.
Hello.
Glad you're here representing Delaware. All right, let's get right to it. And here are your voter registration problems that you're having.
Actually, these are not my numbers.
Those are not your numbers?
No,
all right, we'll
not.
Just skip then to the next. There were some voting systems being used. All right, so explain this.
Okay, Mike, first of all, before we start, I'm with Delaware Counts.
Let me have you pull that mic closer.
I'm with Delaware Counts, and this is part of a larger presentation. Please go to our website, Delaware Counts.
Pull that mic towards you.
DelawareCounts.com. Thank you. Okay, my quest, or the little string that I started pulling on, started at a logic and accuracy test in the state of Delaware. These are public tests. And it seems very trivial, but I went in and watched what they did. They printed out ballots, they filled out ballots, and then they submitted them to the machines. And there was only 22 total ballots. A batch of 12, a batch of 5, a batch of 5. Turns out three of the batch of 12 didn't work. They wouldn't go, the machines could not figure these out. And I didn't really understand the significance of that at the moment. But that's 25% error rate if it's determined that that is an error rate. So then I observed something else. One of the Department of Elections officials said, hey, you know what? These ballots that aren't running have these timing marks. Some of the timing marks are lighter than the others. I said, what's a timing mark? So after I did that, I went home and the luxury of time, and I researched that, and I looked it up on the vendor's website. It said, a timing marks is how the scanner indexes over and then indexes down, and at that intersection is where your vote is tallied. And then something else hit me. I said, you know what? In that little bitty test, there was nothing that touched that ballot that wasn't the system.
So the voter never touched it?
Well, the voter didn't. The Department of Elections officials filled out the ballots.
Mm-hmm.
But the software that ran the printer that printed the ballot was the system. The printer that printed it out was the system. The Department of Elections officials who filled it out, they're part of the system and they were experts. And by the way, there was never a question as to the ballots. And the scanner was the system. So I can make an argument that could actually be interpreted as an error rate. Okay, so depending on the 22 ballots total that were ran, it would be a 13% error rate. And if it's the batch of 12, it would be 25%. So that's where you're up there. And I said, well, maybe this is just a fluke. Maybe it's just a logic and accuracy test. So I said, but if it's real, this should show up in the election that occurs a couple days later. So I went back, and they're starting to recognize me there. And lo and behold, I learned something else just by going to the test. The officials actually do an inspection 100% of the ballots. So they sit there, and they go, okay. And then they go, got one. I'm like, what? What's that? Well, what they do is they look at the ballots, and in their professional judgment, that if they see an errant voter mark, like near the bubbles or something, they say, I don't think that'll run. So because we don't think that run, we will duplicate that ballot. Duplicating is a different discussion, but let's just say they duplicate that ballot, they bring that back, and now at the end of that 100% screening, they have a stack of ballots that should run perfectly. And then they take that stack of ballots, put it over in the machine, and they don't run. Now, a lot of them run, but between the 6% that were pre-screened and the 12% that didn't run, you're back up to the 18%. Logic and accuracy test, somewhere between 13 and 25. Here, you're at about 18. Typical question is, or a typical critique of, you know, I did the same thing. I said, well, is there any other data that was bigger data? And there was another group that after the 2020 election, they did a FOIA request to the state of Delaware. And the state of Delaware responded. The question on the FOIA request was, how many ballots in the state of Delaware required adjudication in the 2020 election? The answer came back, 47,205. Now, we're a pretty small state. We're about a half a million voters, or half a million people vote. That's like 9% of the total vote. If you go to a longer presentation, the comment I would make is that's most likely those adjudications were associated with the mail-in slash absentee ballots. If you take those numbers and even do a little adjustment for the write-in votes, you're right back to 20% of the absentee ballots aren't, you know, the machine says, I don't know.
And so someone makes the choice for them.
Well, it's adjudication. But on the next slide, I'm going to say, if it's adjudicated, it's supposed to be adjudicated by a team. So that might not be the issue. So those are observations, and I think that number of ballots says there's a concern, and they may not be working. You know, even if the vendor sent out the perfect machine that's stamped and validated, the state of Delaware is supposed to buy machines that can meet VVSG certifications and are EAC stamped. Well, they are EAC stamped, so that's a good thing. But the VVSG certifications that I looked up said you're allowed to have an error rate of 1 in 125,000. That's like 0.001%, actually a little bit less. So the question is, are the machines, are they living up to their specifications? But even that is I have another concern. Flick the slide. Further, there should be a different slide.
Nope, that's it.
Okay, I'll have to wing it. If you look at ballots and you have 20%, and now I'm admittedly putting on my red team hat. That's when you're trying to figure out how would you try to get into an election and affect it. If you have 20% of the ballots that are going over here and they're being counted perfectly, what about the other 80%? Well, this 20%, if they require duplication, generate and require a lot of time. And I've done some calculations. I don't know if they're perfect. I don't know if this was exactly done, but when I counted 18,000 ballots that would need to be duplicated in New Castle County, I said, that would be about 4 days. That's about how long it took for it to be announced in our 2020 election. I said, but while you have that 4 days being expended, don't you learn something else? You learn what's coming in on the actual machines, what the percentages are. What about this other 80% that's going through this machine? I said, what if there were an algorithm in there and, you know, every X vote for candidate A is flipped to candidate B? And that's where I got very worried, because whereas all the other voting machines in Delaware are subject to random audits, I looked, and maybe I just haven't found it, but I don't think this class of machine is subject to random audit. And I can also say the logic and accuracy test I observed couldn't catch that kind of nefarious programming if it was there. So all these things to me make me very concerned about the vulnerability of our systems, I guess, period.
Wow. Thank you, Dan. Dan, representing the great state of Delaware. Thank you, Dan.